Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:10. If you want official updates, COVID, coronavirus updates from official sources are available at here it is. You text COVID-19SF to 888-777 and you get official word. Also, remember how to post that you're practicing social distancing and the ways that you're posting to social media, and use the hashtag Stay Connected to keep us in the loop. That's actually fun. I check that once a day and see what everybody's posting, and I like seeing the all the posts from the Bay Area. Sort of fun. I'm trying to remember to always post my stuff with the hashtag Stay Connected so that we can all have one central place to check. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Radio.com. That is an app, and you can listen to our show and to the station 24/7. All our podcasts are up there, and that's a nice place to start. Okay, we are going to talk about, I don't want to call her crazy because, you know, isn't that all just relative? But Roseanne Barr, ever since she got thrown off her own show, it just seems like every time I hear from her, it's worse. You know what I mean?
Well, how rude.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate that we find ourselves here with Roseanne, because I actually think she, while never really a role model for young ladies, I do think she was a genius at comedy, and her show was really,
I agree,
really well written. And sure, she was part of that team and hired the people, and she was sort of a force in Hollywood for a minute there. And then, yeah, it's obviously gotten very
different.
She got
canceled when she mm-hmm. she made a, I can't remember the woman's name now, but she made a pretty, a fairly racist tweet. Tweeting, it'll get you. It gets us all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be on Twitter. Anyway, she started there, and then she got kicked off her own show. And although she's always had little side, like the whole Tom Arnold thing, and there was some weirdness there, and then she was gonna
there's
be,
a lot of weirdness with her, but the political stuff is more recent, and that's more polarizing for sure.
Right, definitely. So she was doing a chat with Norm Macdonald on YouTube. I guess, you know, we're all trying to keep ourselves busy, and when you're a celebrity, you need to stay in the public eye. So he's got a show on YouTube, and she says, do you actually, you want to just roll this audio or?
Yeah, I'll just play you what I have. And you
okay,
can
so this is just, this is her on a speakerphone, though, keep in mind. This isn't great audio.
I think we're being forced to evolve. You know what it is, Norm? I think they're just trying to get rid of all my generation, the boomer ladies that, you know, inherited their, you know, our widows.
Oh. Because there's so many boomers that have money that and do no work. So if you got them out of society, yeah, that would be a good thriller.
So no. Basically her conspiracy is, he's all, yeah, yeah, Roseanne, whatever.
Well, I mean, he sort of played that the only way you can. Wow, that's a take.
Yeah, wow. Look at you with a fresh take on this coronavirus. It's a conspiracy to get rid of all the boomers and get their money. All right. Then things got even weirder. Did you find the part where she said she watched some people eat a human baby on the internet?
Yeah, it's hard to. She's all over the place in this video.
Yeah,
it's
it's okay. I'm just gonna
find it online pretty easily.
Yeah, if you want to watch the whole thing, go to YouTube. I mean, clearly, just Google Norm Macdonald and Roseanne Barr. Things got very weird. I mean, like that was weird enough, but then she's, you know, she claims she watched someone eat a human baby on the internet. She said they did something to the internet. It seems like, and more horrendous stuff pops up than you'd ever imagine. It used to didn't be that way. She also said she's been spending her time in quarantine putting together, quote, the perfect lawsuit to go after everyone in Hollywood who wronged her.
Oh.
So it sounds like we've got, you know, there's more to come from Roseanne Barr. Did anybody watch Quibi yesterday?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
Did you?
No.
No.
It launched yesterday, though. It's like a 90-day free. I'm wondering how that's going to do. I actually thought, well, this is the perfect time for them to launch while everyone's looking for things to do and things to watch. I didn't realize this, but the name comes from Quick Bites because they're all under 10 minutes. Quibi.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I just wondered if any of you guys had watched it.
No.
Specifically, actually, Nicole, because I figured, like, of all of us, she's the one most likely to jump on there. Did any of your friends say anything about it? Nobody was saying?
Nobody really knows about it, I feel like. It's none of my
really?
Friends.
Really? Because I feel like I see ads for it everywhere.
I haven't seen an ad till actually yesterday, and then I forgot about it.
Oh,
it was all over the Super Bowl ads, right? I mean, for a while, it's talking about their big launch coming soon, and
yeah,
seems like a lot of good content's going to be there. But I'm busy with Ozark right now.
No doubt, I know.
Well, and you're also busy with a kid. I was going to say, for those of you out there who feel like you're just too bored to for life, have a kid. They'll suck that time right out of you. You honestly, I'm sorry you got into quarantine without one.
Yeah.
But, you know, have a kid for the next quarantine because they'll chew your time up, no problem.
Right. They're boring in their own way, though. It's like a whole different kind of boredom.
Very true.
The inescapable kind.
Right.
Pharma.
You'll never get a nap again.
Right.
Like that napping you're doing, that'll end.
Yeah, if you lay down for a nap today because you're so bored, thank your lucky GD stars, all right? There's people out there cursing your name. Pharma Bros in the news today.
Oh, good. Is he in jail? He's from jail, right?
Yeah, he wants to, he's currently, this is Martin Shkreli. This is the guy, he bought the rights to, like, the EpiPen, right? And turned it from, like, a $12 item into a $700 item, some crazy thing. He's not a good person.
Well, then anyway, it was HIV medicine, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sounds right. He basically says we should let him out of prison for 3 months so that he can find a cure for the coronavirus. He claims he'd do it as a civil service and wouldn't even expect to be paid. What a great guy, huh? Securities fraud is what he's serving a sentence for, not for overcharging us, apparently. So what do you think, guys? Should we vote on that? I'm going to say, you stay in prison.
Yeah.
Tybo is back, you guys. This is just a quick aside. If you're looking if you're looking for a workout.
I had a girlfriend that did that.
Well, maybe she's back on it now. Billy Blanks has returned. He's going to get you through this quarantine in better shape than you started.
Oh, thank God.
Someone told me, wait, no one told me. I saw it on the internet. So stupid. Jane Fonda's old videos of her doing, was it Jazzercise? What was her thing?
Oh, yeah. What was her thing?
I don't know, but she's been either posting them or making them available to people. And just the 80s getup and 80s hair is enough to make it worth a watch.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, listen, that would be they'd like lay on their side with their head cradled in their arm and do the leg lifts and stuff, the Jane Fonda workout, you know? It's good times. Billy.
Oh, it looks like she joined TikTok to revive her 80s workout video.
Oh, is that where she's showing them?
Jane Fonda's on TikTok.
I've been down a rabbit hole with TikTok. Lately.
I've been looking at it too. That's
so,
so
fun,
funny.
Actually. There's so many challenges and stuff like
There's so many dances and everything that my friends, that's what my friends and I are doing.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
What, dancing on TikTok?
There's like these challenges and it's funny to watch some of them. So one of my friends, he wants to do a dance, like not obviously for social distancing, but he wants to do something like that. There's like the Blinding Lights one, Say So by Doja Cat. There's so many. Drake has one now. I know you're not.
Now, are you going to be able to share those elsewhere? I see people posting TikToks. Yeah, I want to be able to see that
on Instagram or whatever else.
Yeah, you need to.
I think I need to commit. I either need to get on TikTok or not be on TikTok. Like,
it's so. Some of the videos are so funny.
The kids are saying that it's really fun.
Yeah, I just have it in the background. I don't use it all the time. I just have it there. I've had it for over a year, I think, now.
Oh.
It's just sitting there, though.
And every I've only had it for a few months.
Anita's like, check this out. Check this. There's all these challenges she wants to try with me, which is like...
Oh, you got to do it. You're bored. Come on.
Yeah, the guy is the base, and then the female like straddles him and has to like climb over the back of his head and underneath his legs to the other side of him.
It's you guys could do that. She weighs like 90 pounds.
It's
you guys should
crazy.
Do that.
You guys should totally do that.
Today.
The baby's
where's
around.
Where's the post?
Though.
Post that. Get that up.
I need to see that. The
like,
internet
let's try
needs
this,
that.
But then Cameron's like grabbing onto her leg as he's trying to crawl up my back. It's so funny.
Look at my Instagram. It's empty. It needs that in there.
Vinny, you should get on TikTok because there's family challenges and stuff. You should get on there and teach the kids the moves and... You guys could all lip sync stuff.
Well, that backfired on me, and I don't know how, but I was trying to aim that at Bryn, and now it's on me. I'll look at it. I have never even looked at TikTok. I have no idea.
One family challenge is to dress as a celebrity for dinner. Like, since everybody's quarantined, all these families are coming up with you have to dress up as either a celebrity or somebody else from your family. And so those are kind of funny. They go all out with the makeup and stuff. That's funny.
That'd be great. I could see Isla dressed up as Vinny. She'd have like a bald cap on and do her eyebrows a little heavier. Oh, that's good.
That girl was born to dress up, I'll tell you that.
Listen, TikTok might be for her. Although, maybe you don't want to show her that. Jeez. There's a lot of disturbing. There's some disturbing stuff on there, too. Like, people, you're like, whoa, that person should not have videotaped themselves and put that out for the world to see. Yikes.
Like what?
Just like... Like, picture Tiger King style people doing sexy talk to the camera. It's gross. It's like, oh my God, I'm scarred forever. And I didn't want to have sex before this, and now forget it.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I'm telling you, some of it's really disturbing.
Any excuse, Sarah.
Anyway,
whatever.
Back to, I'm always looking for an excuse. Tybo creator Billy Blanks is bringing healthy living to your living room. It's actually called In the Living Room with Billy Blanks. He's helping to keep people motivated, energized, and happy during quarantine and, you know, get up and get active, that kind of crap. That kind of stuff. So Billy Blanks, if you're into that, there's something for you.
My girlfriend who used to watch that would be like, watch, I can kick your face.
Please don't, though.
Just because, you know, sometimes people get empowered and they really do want to try that. You know what I mean? Like, they've been kicking for weeks now and they feel like, I think I could almost kick your face.
I want to show you what I can do.
No, thanks.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, of course you do. You're always looking to kick the top of a door or, you know, show someone how close you can get.
Yeah, I go for inanimate objects, though, like the top of a door or I see leaves and I'm like, I wonder if I can get that. You know, so I challenge myself to weird things, you know, see if I can run up that wall and hit the sign or whatever, as opposed to your face.
Which is what you really want to kick. Daryl Strawberry is in the news today.
Oh, no.
Here's the message. He's okay. He made a pretty impassioned plea for sobriety during this time. He's worried that people are home self-medicating. He basically said drugs and alcohol are not the answer to this pandemic. There's a full story about this. NewJersey.com, True Jersey, it's called. But basically, it's a call for sobriety during the pandemic. And you can read his whole statement on it if you want to go to NJ.com, True Jersey. But there's a guy who knows, so.
Yeah, he's had a lot of struggles.
And just quickly, in the sports world, NFL is confirming virtual draft. Did you see this? The GMs are all going to be at home and making their picks. And
I would imagine the world is begging for the draft to go on as planned, whether they do it from separate places or however they do the graphics and photographs. And that, you know, clearly they can't gather people around. But anything sports related,
Roger
I'm sure
Goodell.
The game is like, oh, please, guys.
something. Jesus. I know. What's the game talking about right now? This is horrible for them. I feel so bad for them.
I don't know, but I know that the world needs this draft to happen. Trust me.
Well, and if we have the draft, then it actually gives people hope for, like, this summer, things getting back to some kind of normal.
Right. Well, even just the NFL sort of readying for a season that may never happen is news and
yes,
something to talk
absolutely.
About. So that's really, it's worthwhile for that reason.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo out outlining procedures for the April 23rd to 25th draft. No group gatherings. He says they've reviewed the matter. This will confirm that clubs will conduct their draft operations remotely with club personnel separately located in their homes. It was originally scheduled to be in Las Vegas and be a big party. And the NFL canceled all public events last month as a safeguard. So he's saying basically, we're going to do it, but it's going to be done a little different. And Tom Brady is bored, so he's talking about why he left New England for Tampa Bay. He said, basically, I want to show everybody what I got. Here's his quote. Right now, I have things to prove to myself. The only way is through. If I don't go for it, I'll never know what I could have accomplished. Wanting to do something is different from actually doing it. If I stood at the bottom of a mountain and told myself I could scale to the highest peak, but then didn't do anything about it, what's the point of that? At some point, you have to throw your whole body into what you're doing. You have to say, let's ride. Let's see what we got. I want to show everybody what I got. So he wants to do it without the Pats, I guess, is his
Yeah, he wants thing. To do it. Look, it's without Belichick. Period. There's no question those two have been joined at the hip their entire careers. And
yep.
And Belichick, for his part in it, says, remember that time you were hurt and we went on to have a winning season without you with your backup? Some dude who, after he left the Pats, didn't accomplish much.
Right.
So Belichick, I believe, likes his chances without Tom Brady.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, that's one of the interesting storylines if we get to have football this year will be suddenly we'll be wondering how Tampa Bay's doing.
I know. They'll
Which
say, I didn't even know they had a team.
I don't even care ever at all. So that'll right. be an interesting news story. And then Belichick, whether he can do it with whoever he brings in. And I don't mean to say that whoever is going to be, it's going to be, will be a no name, so to speak. But we won't know him.
Yeah, no. It's definitely going to be, it's a challenge for both of them. So that would be an interesting angle if the football season happens. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
What people, the food people are having delivered right now and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.